justice for all.
And yes, just for your information, Emily has volunteered to do minutes of the meeting, so. And she always records it too, so there's a backup. And I thought especially until there'll be a whole new council coming in, so there will be, in addition to Diane, Joyce, and Ken, there'll be three people that you don't know, so it'll be a while before you start recognizing who's who and what's what. In talking with Neil, the auditor, he is holding up giving us the audit until he has the debt elimination plan. I talked to Chris. He took the revised budget that we passed, the amended budget we passed at the last meeting, the draft audit from Neil, so he could figure out where we were at the end of the 13-14 fiscal year from the audit, then took the amended budget to show where we are at the midpoint of this year. He took those current fiscal year figures and projected them out through the end of the year. And then he did a debt elimination, a revised DEP based on that. The big change from what we initially passed and submitted to the Department of Treasury is that the last one was based on a 13-14 year-end deficit of $558,000. With the way the auditor insisted that the attorney fees be charged, the year-end debt is actually $672,000. So it's $114,000 more. We're beginning $114,000 more in debt than the debt elimination plan accounted for. So that was the biggie. So he had to take that additional $114,000 and say, okay, how do I revise this 5-year projection so that we eliminate $672,000 worth of debt as opposed to $558,000. So that's what this is all about. The first piece of paper that you have is to the council, and it outlines kind of where we are, a little background information, and then the recommended actions. The second piece of paper is, Joyce and Ken, you didn't see the email. We got an email from Harlan Goodrich at the Department of Treasury, and he's the one who is overseeing the debt elimination plan. And he said that what we sent him, he had reviewed it, but that it had not been adopted by resolution. It had been adopted by motion, and it needed to be adopted by resolution. So that's what this is. This is a formal resolution that will accompany, assuming we pass a debt elimination plan, will accompany that when we submit it to Treasury. So that's the second piece of paper. And then this analysis, it's 8 pages. It analyzes the general fund, the park fund, and the WAD fund, and shows the elimination. The WAD fund, with the rate increases that we did based on rate study. That's a done deal. The park fund is still going to be in deficit at the end of this year, but this year the life saving station rentals weren't what they should have been, and I think partly because when Sheriff was gone, quit, and then when she came back at only 16 hours a week, I'm not sure that they returned phone calls about it. I mean, I think there's a lot of business that slipped through our fingers, because when I look at what's booked for next summer.
And how many calls that came in.
Right, yeah. I mean, there were, I don't know how many bookings we had this year, maybe 10 or 11, something like that. And I think already there are 23 booked for next summer. So the park fund is going to be high. The general fund, that's where there's going to be a problem. So I'm going to, if it's okay, just so everybody's on board, I'm going to read the letter from Chris about the revised debt elimination plan. And it'll give us, I think, a starting point for discussion. To the Village Council from Chris Olson regarding debt elimination plan. Background, incorporated into this report is a listing of actions recommended for the Village Council's approval, along with summarized and detailed fiscal projections for the General Fund, Park Fund, and Water Fund, and a resolution for the most current revision of the debt elimination plan. This is to be considered for approval by the Village Council, and if so approved, authorization to transmit to the Michigan Department of Treasury for its review and consideration. The attached is a result of significant effort by the village to examine its financial status in light of the deficits in the respective funds. The village has already undertaken many of the necessary actions as follows, and then enumerates. The clerk and treasurer, compensable hours reduced from 32 per week to 16, reduction of village office hours which are open to the public, DPW reduction of staff from two full-time employees to one full-time employee supplemented by a seasonal workforce, elimination of employee health insurance and other benefits, elimination of spring cleanup, annual increases in water customer fees, sale of village assets, contracting out life-saving station rental duties, and marketing to a private individual. Several policies and actions to create cost savings, accountability, and organizational efficiencies as specified in the village's corrective action plan, including vehicle fueling policies and procedures, timesheet revisions, and other policies and procedures. These actions described above, along with several others, were part of reports previously provided to and approved by the Village Council earlier in 2014 and are incorporated into the debt elimination plan by reference. Prior to this report, the Village received a draft audit. The financial results of fiscal year 2013-14 were incorporated within the latest DEP revision. Of concern is that the deficit increased substantially for a number of reasons also previously reported to the council. This has increased the village's need to seek out new revenues, as the village has essentially reduced all of its authorized services to a minimum. And then here's the part nobody wants to hear. The new actions that are proposed to support the attached plan are as follows. Increase of property taxes proposed either for specific debt elimination or as a result of the proposed fire services having the net effect of freeing up general fund appropriations for debt reduction. Two, annual increases of sewer customer fees along with the water customer fees. Three, authorization to file for the financially distressed cities, villages, and townships grant program. 4, annual increase of administrative service charges from the other funds to the general fund for management and administrative services provided by elected officials, appointed officials, and employees who are paid solely by the general fund. Note, depreciation expenses are included within the water and sewer fund budget, projected budgets. This will have the effect of developing cash balances for system repair, replacement, or expansion. Impacts. Should this plan be approved, all the steps be taken, and barring any emergencies or unforeseen circumstances, the respective deficits in all of the described funds are eliminated within the 5-year time frame. Recommended actions. After review, discussion, and possible modification by the council, the recommended action is to approve the attached resolution and deficit elimination plan to comply with the Michigan Department of Treasury findings and eliminate the village's deficits in the general parks and water funds. And that's where we are. Comments? Discussion?
Well, as far as number one, the new action proposed increase of property taxes, there's already a millage that, you know, that's out of our control that's going to be up for the voters. So we've got all we can do there. That's Gilmore Township.
Yep.
Annual increases of sewer. We just hit him with one hell of a water increase. I will not support that.
I don't understand why we need to. The sewer fund isn't in deficit.
The sewer fund is what?
Never was in debt.
No.
I mean, that's where we stole all the money.
That's where all the money, yeah. So absolutely not.
Well, they don't say stole.
I won't.
We've already authorized for the financially distressed grant. We've already authorized that, and there's several grants being put in there. Annual increase of administration service charges from the general fund, as long as we have the legal means to do that, that's, you know,
as
that's just
they
putting
don't
the funding seen. Where it should have been in the first place, as far as I'm concerned. So yeah. I don't have a problem with that. So that's where I stand.
Okay, I agree absolutely with everything you're saying. In my estimation, the success of this whole plan will hinge upon if the fire proposal on the Gilmore Township ballot gets approved. If that gets approved, then what that does is takes about $16,000 a year out of our general fund expenses.
Mm-hmm.
You take $16,000 a year for the 5 years of the plan, you know, you're pretty much, and increase the administrative costs, you're at getting close to that number that you need.
Well, sorry, is it really 5 years though? Because when does that actually go into effect?
You're talking about the fire village.
Yeah.
Okay, it's for 2014 through 2018 for inclusive. So what will happen is the Gilmore Township tax bill that you receive in December, if this passes, will reflect the increase.
Okay. So the winter tax bill is going to start.
I don't know then how that gets paid back, because we have already paid Frankfurt. We will at that time already have paid Frankfurt for the first 2 quarters of the fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if then we get a rebate. I really don't know how that would work out,
okay,
as far as when we would actually see the money. But the proposal on the ballot is 14 through 18, 5 years inclusive.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably not starting about next year anyway.
Yeah. 14.
Yeah.
If they're counting 14.
Yeah.
But can't count 14. 14 gone.
Yeah. Basically, that's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah. So all we need.
So that millage is actually for 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because 14 is gone,
yeah.
By the time the millage passes, you'll have a couple months of that, but 14 will be gone, so you'll have 15, 16, 17, 18.
But I mean, not if it shows up on the December tax bill, though.
Right, that's what's gonna happen, is it will be, if it passes in November, your December tax bill will reflect that millage for 14. So maybe it gets paid, for us, it has the net effect of that $15,000 contract that we have with the city of Frankfort to provide fire and EMT services would no longer be required. So that frees up $15,000 there. Then, because we would not be operating fire coverage, I think we probably eliminate the hydrant rentals, which is like $1,020 a year that the general fund pays the water fund.
And that takes care of first responders as well.
Right, that takes care of first responders.
So you're talking $18,000, I remember it, for the first responders of the fire. But my understanding, that will just take place as
Well, the ballot proposal says
yeah,
214 through 218 inclusive is what it says on the ballot.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I looked, but when I run the numbers, if I don't know, I haven't really heard much chatter about it. Am I correct that it's a Gilmore Township proposal, and it's voted on by everybody in the township, so it doesn't have to be that supermajority thing where it needs to pass in the village and in the township. It's just a combined.
Just combined.
Okay, so.
They are the ones that are proposing it.
We're all townships, so.
Yeah,
right.
It's already done. But that's basically, you know, the paperwork's all done for that. It's up to our people to get on the ball and make sure that our department is taking care of it for the township and the village.
Well, because some proposals like that, you have to carry a majority in the village and a majority in the township. But if this is combined, I have a better feeling about
it's a combined proposal. So.
Because I have a feeling that people in the outlying township, it probably is going to be an easier sell than it is for people in the village who are already taxed to, you know, the max.
Did he say something, some other property tax increase in addition to that?
Well, what he is saying is that should the fire EMT service millage on the ballot not pass next Tuesday,
okay. Then
there would have to be an increased property tax millage. And in order to, let's see, if we figure that it's gonna take 18,000, am I correct that one mill is about 8,300, 8,500 in the village?
I think you said 85, yeah.
Okay, so 8,500 is two mills would be 17. Yeah, so you're going to have to, in order to replace, if the fire millage does not pass and we have to leave that in our budget, then it would take two mills of property taxes to make up for that. Because the 1.5 in the township gets money from a lot more people, it would be two mills within the village.
We're already running behind.
Well, and am I correct that we are taxed to the point where we cannot levy further taxes without a Headley rollback ballot initiative? Am I?
Yeah.
And that didn't pass last time.
And the last time we run it didn't pass.
Right. Because I think that's where we are. I don't understand that whole Headley thing totally, but My understanding is that the way it works is that after you reach a certain level of taxation, you cannot exceed that without putting a proposal on the ballot that gives the council permission to, like, override Headley and levy the taxes. So that...
Yeah, we can't count on that.
Well, no. I mean, we can, and besides that, when do you put it on the ballot?
No, I'm not on that. We've got to understand that the Headley Act only shows you that you can only pick up a tax revenue of whatever the percentage of the cost of living is. That's it. So figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't, I mean, I think this whole thing hinges on if the fire millage passes. If the fire millage doesn't pass, I don't see a way that we can go to the voters of this village and when they and ask them to, for a 2 millage assessment, and they look at us and say, "What are we going to get out of it?" Mm-hmm. Nothing. You're not going to get a stinking thing that you don't get now. All you're going to do is pay off some debts that have been run up for 20 years.
Yeah, we just that's the whole thing.
It would be an impossible sell, I can't imagine.
The whole thing, and even when you were running the tragic, you were right up there to almost a max, like I said, about the most we can possibly get from taxation is around $18,000. Just figure it out. If we push a tax to the people, and that would just about cover your fire bill.
Yeah, that's it. Is I think that, and I don't know. I haven't heard any talk about it. Has anybody?
Well, I haven't heard a thing about the fire department. We need to make sure it gets out and around because that's one most important thing on that ballot.
Well, I mean, if it passes, what it does for the village of Alberta is it lets other people within the township help us pay our debt. As opposed to just village residents. Because you sit down and figure it out.
It seems they're doing that all over. Everybody got Frankfurt and Village for their fire protection. Crystal Lake and all those places are running down for their fire protection. We haven't done it. I've tried to push it a million for years here, and nobody wanted to go along with it. But now here, our heads are in the sand, and we've got to either get it out of the sand or be done. And another thing, they you can check with the fire chief that they picked up another fire protection area there, which is all helping everybody. So.
Who are they? Who else is doing it?
What, the millage?
No, what else? What other
team? We got Blaine Township.
Oh.
You just picked that up this year.
Well, when you look at where we are with this deficit, I'm going to estimate to use the number 250 households, residences in the village. We send out 250 some water bills. If you use that figure, and you figure a debt of $672,000, that's like $2,700 per household. I mean, it's outrageous, and taxing, adding another 2 mils to get rid of it isn't even, I don't think.
Now we're not giving them anything for it.
No, I mean, and that's the first thing they're going to say. Okay, what do you want the money for? What are we going to get? Well, nothing. So, yeah, I think it would be difficult.
Even so, we can't depend on That goes over like a lead balloon.
Well, yeah, the resolution that he talked about, yeah, this resolution, be it further resolved that should such fire millage not be approved by voters, the village will then propose a 2-mill levy to its voters in such time so that as to be effective for fiscal years 15-16 through 18-19, 4 years, raising an estimated $66,200.
Over the 5-year period, the 4-year period?
The 4-year. So, you know, I don't know that that's, I mean, we could pass this and tell the state that. But the reality is
I don't want to lie, and I don't want to do it to the taxpayer.
No, the fire millage doesn't pass. It isn't, I think, I know what he's saying is, be it resolved that a 1.5 mil tax levy is being proposed to Gilmore Township voters, blah, 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 and we save this much money. But should that not pass, then we will levy the 2 mils. I think that's where the plan falls apart. I think you have to eliminate that and just say, if it doesn't pass, it's back to the drawing board because there isn't.
That's what I would say right there.
Eliminate that whole sentence.
Yep.
Because I'm not going to approve it, and it's not going to pass. You're not going to,
No.
I'm not going to, why settle the village with something that, for nothing? I mean, it's not.
What in reality is that 5 years, we need to raise another $66,000 in some other way to get that paid off. I totally agree with that, and, you know, we might have to put our thinking caps on and include the village in that thought process. And ask them to help with that, but not to say, you know, we have a kitchen to keep quite enough. Let's have you pay another 2 mils.
If we could come up with if we get some money coming in off of that financial distress, city and village and township, that I, you know, we don't know, but we're certainly in a position to collect that.
Well, we are distressed, Ken. We certainly are distressed.
Yeah, we're just about naked. What are you talking about?
Yeah, the tough thing for that is going to be that they started looking at grant applications on October 1st.
Right.
And we're just now trying to get them in, and, you know, we're under the midnight hour, and some of the things that they're requiring, you know, we're gonna be hard pressed to be able to provide. But I did notice when I reread the grant application last night that it is a grant that is stretched out till 2018.
Right.
So we can keep applying. We can't count that as part of our deficit elimination plan, but in reality, we can certainly keep applying to take the stress off the village. So I'm not gonna worry about that. I would rather work at that and work at getting grants than to say to people, you gotta belly up for another 2 months.
No.
Yeah.
We're not giving our people anything this time.
We're not.
This is our problem.
Yeah. Here's another thing. I don't know. I know it takes a long time to put together a building project, but I know in talking to Chris Panopoulos that they're talking with developers and contractors, and they're getting ready to go. They want to build something down there. And what they had talked several years ago when they initially acquired the property was that Panopoulos and Renucci, who were the majority holders in the landholding company, would also be the developers,
And Chris said, that was years ago. Paul and I both have, are kind of semi-retired. We want to be a part of the project, but we don't want to be the developers of record. So they're talking to people. So there's that possibility of revenue somewhere down the line. In terms of building permits and whatever. So my, I feel exactly like Diane does, that this all sounds really good up until the, if the fire millage fails, we propose two additional mills, and I would just take that out and put in some kind of thing. If the fire millage fails, then we'll look at other, or
we can just eliminate that whole sentence, because you know, it's pretty ambiguous anyway.
Yeah.
So we've got in the proposal on page 2, increase of property taxes, proposed either for the sale, we can take that right out, proposal fire services having the net effect on freeing up the general fund, leave that.
Yeah.
You know, that's true.
Yeah.
We have listed that we're going to sell the library for $60,000. We have listed that we're going to sell the Minicon for $170,000. That's ambiguous too. Do we have a plan B for those? No. All we can do, we cut everything as much as we can cut it. We can't cut, you know.
Yep.
We can try to increase revenue through, you know, rentals. We can, you know, sell the library. It sounds like that's going to happen. My concern if Gilmore gets it is that if somebody else would have got it, it would have increased our tax base.
Right.
So my thought there, and it's just a personal thought, is maybe we don't sell the land underneath it and we lease that to them to make up the difference in that tax base if they don't get it. And then the mini pond, that scares it best.
Yeah, well, our biggest problem is there. That's part of the federal waterway.
Well, and its appraisal is way low. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, of course.
For us to sell
that,
for
that piece of property should run the half a mil.
You know, so we just need to figure out a way for that to make the money that we're not going to get. And if you, I think I figured it out at one point. You know, it comes out to like $35,000 a year that has to make it. That doesn't seem that far off to me. If we could get grants and develop it for, you know, boat rentals or whatever.
Right.
Rather than sell it. All the property that we own needs to figure out a way for those properties to make money. Not sell a damn lot for, excuse my French, $5,000.
Well, that's the whole thing. You know, that all you're doing is all of our lots are has a portion of a major distribution center, the water system, like this building right here. We've got the pump right over there, the water system. You can't, our water system, they, aqua system under the village here, but it just don't start right over there. You know, this whole area has got our aqua part in, and the same way down where the other two wells are. Actually, if you didn't have the parks there, what would you do? Someone come in and build and poke a couple holes in there and contaminate our whole water system? So.
Well, or if somebody did want to erect something, and obviously they'd have to check all that out, but we could lease the property. You know, I agree, we need more, you know.
Right.
We could have a little bit more commercial, you know,
yeah.
Where we've got, like, tot lot.
Yeah.
You could get a small commercial space on that, or you could, you know, you could make the properties make revenue without selling them off for a...
Yeah,
it's,
you could lease them.
That's not even going to put a dent in this.
No, it wouldn't make it, no matter what you said. So all the pieces of property we got, you would never get here.
Oh, yeah, you want $35,000?
Yeah, I mean, sorry, that would pay the half.
Put that ad in the paper. You can buy a town for $35,000,
yeah.
So no. What are you going to get there?
It's got to go to the vote of the public, too.
Oh, yeah.
To sell the village.
Yeah.
Well, anytime, I mean, park, and you're right, so
yeah.
if it's designated a public park, that any time you sell park, it's got to be a vote of the people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not sure that they're going to, you know, that we're going to get this village to say.
Well, like I said, you know, right now, if you just watch it for the next 5 years, the water will be up, and we could have used it, the marina, but as of now, they pulled all the dock out there. Last year that that marina was in operation was a, they had a $30,000
My mom ran the marina 1 year when they had the sports shop. They, mom actually, they parked their motorhome over there, and they rented the slips out. I mean, they, it was a booming enterprise. So, I mean, there are possibilities that we need to look at, but I think we're all agreed that the millage isn't going to work. So I don't know what more, what kind of input we need from Chris. I'm going to read this resolution. Village of Alberta, Michigan, County of Benzie, resolution number, we'll have to fill in. Adoption of revised deficit elimination plan, October 27th, 2014. Whereas the Village of Alberta, Michigan was notified in October 2013 by the state of Michigan Department of Treasury that the deficits in its general fund needed to be eliminated within 5 years through a debt elimination plan, and whereas the Village of Alberta determined that it also has deficits in its water, parks and water funds, respectively, and decided to also resolve these deficits along with the general fund deficit, and whereas the Village Council of the Village of Alberta conducted a community workshop to consider and prioritize cost reductions and revenue enhancement measures, and has further sought advice and worked with Michigan Department of Treasury staff to formulate prior drafts of the debt elimination plan, and whereas the Village of Alberta had previously submitted drafts of its debt elimination plan for the general fund, parks fund, and water fund, respectively, for Michigan Department of Treasury consideration in February of 2014 and May of 2014. And whereas the Village of Alberta has worked diligently to thoroughly assess its financial matters, has already made substantial reductions in its operational costs, including personnel service reductions to its citizens, and have already responded to Treasury inquiries as to alternative plans. And whereas the Village of Alberta has reviewed its water rates through an independent study performed by the Michigan Rural Water Association, has adopted the findings of that study to adequately fund current operational and future capital needs, and in August 2014 adopted the rates recommended within the study, including substantial increases to village water customers over the next 5 years, and whereas the Village of Alberta has incorporated fiscal year 2013-2014 audit information into this latest revision of the debt elimination plan, which reflects unusual one-time expenses that occurred during the fiscal year due to litigation and other pressing matters that the village needed to address within the fiscal year 13-14. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Village Council of the Village of Alberta hereby approves the attached debt elimination plan for its general fund, parks fund, and water funds, respectively, as attached to this resolution. Summarized, these plans involve operating cost reductions, personnel reductions, tax and fee increases, and other actions necessary for the Village of Alberta to eliminate the identified deficits within the specified five-year time frame. Be it further resolved that a 1.5 mil tax levy is being proposed to Gilmore Township voters, which includes Village of Alberta residents, and should that millage levy be approved on November 4th, 2014, that approximately $20,000 per year funding for contracted fire department operations will no longer be necessary to be appropriated from the village's general fund. This will thereby result in those monies to be utilized for reducing the general fund deficit. Be it further resolved that should such proposed fire millage not be approved by voters, the village will then propose a 2 mil levy to its voters in such time as to be effective for fiscal years 15, 16 through 18, 19, 4 years, raising an estimated $66,200. This is shown in the attached plan. Be it further resolved that the village will take the further actions necessary as stated within the attached plan to eliminate the deficits in its general fund, parks fund, and water fund in the steps as stated from fiscal year 14-15 through 18-19. Be it further resolved that the village council authorizes somebody to file an application to the Michigan Department of Treasury's Financially Distressed Cities and Villages and Townships Grant Program for any program that may provide assistance to the village to meet the program criteria. Be it further resolved that this resolution, the debt elimination plan, and other related documents shall be transmitted to the State of Michigan Department of Treasury for its consideration and approval as soon as practicably possible after the Alberta Village Council's approval. Motion by, second by, vote. I'm okay with this entire resolution if we scratch that one paragraph about the 2 mil tax levy. Mm-hmm.
Take Mandel's name out there.
I think we have to leave him on and just put absent.
Omit that.
Do you want to vote on this and be gone before Chris gets here?
That's the best joke I've heard all year.
Did you say that out loud?
Yes, I did.
No, that's right. That's a paragraph that you to drop out of there and cross it right off. And then I'll go on all of it.
Yeah. Okay. Does somebody want to make a motion that we adopt resolution number 2014-1?
2014-1?
The first one.
First one of 2014.
I'll make the motion that we adopt the resolution.
Thanks.
With the omission of paragraph 2, page 2.
Do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Because actually, it says in the next paragraph,
yeah, be it resolved that we'll take whatever further actions necessary. Yeah, so I think it's like, go for the fire village, and if it doesn't pass, we'll take whatever.
And on the part underneath, on the fourth paragraph, be it resolved that the village council authorizes. We already authorized Robin Rowe now, so
right.
We can just fill those,
right.
Fill that in there, because that'll have to be signed. Those will have to be signed this week.
Yeah, get it out on the computer.
I signed Kathy's, and they've already been submitted.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Well, I have mine close. I'm waiting for the last figures from Mark, and. Mark is an architect that I talked to on the lunch station as that stairway that we talked about at the last meeting. And it looks like the total figures come out at $75,000, but I told him I needed a breakdown because they want a specific budget. So I'm just waiting for the breakdown, and I should have that by the time I get home tonight.
Once you do that, you open that whole area up with the whole size of that.
Well, in this grant, it's $75,000 will cover putting in an exterior stairway with a flavor of, you know, the historical aspects of the building covered. People walk in there, they'll be able to utilize the downstairs bathroom, so we don't have to do that. It also covers siding the building and doing that decking with the grating and everything that we needed. I'll have to add an extra, I can't remember the price, but for windows, I got a bid from crystal lake glass on the windows. They have to be wood because we've already talked to Bureau of History about that. And that's a lot, but that'll be included in there too. So what that'll do is it'll afford us to open up for two offices upstairs. So in the grant, and I guess, all right, I estimated very, very low. So I said if we had two offices up there at $1,000 a month each, and I don't think that's out of line if I've been looking at office space, that is $24,000 a year right there. And then if we could rent out the downstairs year round, just one more rental a month, put at $1,500, not even, you know, that's an off-season rate, adds another $24,000 a year, that's $36,000 a year. At the end of 5 years, it's $180,000. So I would rather sink my teeth into that than go to a mill for people to have to pay more taxes.
Right.
What we might have to do is ask people to roll up their sleeves and help us with the maintenance of the park so we don't have to put all the money back into lawn care and that sort of thing. But I think that would be an easier sell.
Anybody who's in it?
Well, I think so too. And I think that's exactly in the spirit of that financially distressed cities and villages grant legislation, in that they wanted ways that you could either cut costs or enhance revenues.
Right.
And to me, I would rather, I mean, we've cut to the bare bones. We can't do more. We have to figure out a way to get more revenue. And that, to me, seems the perfect venue to do that.
And we also had talked about the grant Kathy submitted for Tank Hill and office updates. So I worked with Kenny for a little while this morning on his office equipment, and we're going to try to get that one done tonight as well for his DPW equipment, because that's another saving. So he was going to try to pull some numbers together on that today. So hopefully those are the two I'll have for you to sign. You know, I'll try to get that. I might need some help submitting them just because of if we could do it electronically.
Yeah, once you have them, we can scan them.
Yeah, because I'm dead full over there.
Kathy.
Well, Kathy's in South Dakota.
She'll be back tomorrow.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
She took a vacation.
Yeah. She said she didn't have the mindset left to do that, so if I want to, fine. But everything's pretty much
done.
All I have to do is finish the budget. Everything else is done. I pulled the application, I did it all up, printed it to Android, some stuff in there.
Well, once you get them, if you will just give me a call, I will stop by the shop and pick them up. I'll sign them. Dick will be in the office Monday, Tuesday. He's been working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday mornings, like 9 to 1, Monday through Thursday, for his 16 hours. And
he can certainly
scan them and submit them.
Okay. So that's my goal.
Yeah.
And then when I saw that after 2018,
because
I think you adopted us.
Yeah. Because if we can figure out ways that we can increase revenues to the village without selling everything off.
And then you're not just sitting there with your hand out asking the state to just give you money. You're taking the money that they do give you and you're utilizing it to increase your revenues instead of just saying, you know, could you just write a check because we spent all this money and now we don't have any, you know, so.
And when I looked at the calendar for Life Saving Station rentals for next year, every Saturday is booked. A lot of Fridays. And I talked with Christy.
That's good.
Last week, and she said she's getting, you know, a lot more requests for Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she's been trying to sell, like, Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful waterfront wedding.
Yeah.
You know, on a Sunday afternoon. So she's been trying to push that. So
she's really doing a great job.
I'll tell you why.
We are so lucky to have her.
She's worth every penny we're paying.
Yeah, because if she don't sell it, she doesn't make any money. That's a win-win for us.
Yeah.
That's right. We don't make any, she doesn't.
Well, that's it, and 7%, when, I mean, just the month that I was in the office before we, when Sharon and Laura left it, and before we hired people, when I was manning the office, and there were at least 2 inquiries a day. I mean, and then you call them back, what kind of facility? I mean, and it, I was referring them all to Diane to Field because she knew more about the life saving station than I did. And but just, I can't imagine taking care of all of that.
I don't think there's anybody I showed it to that didn't book it. Not a single person even had a client snowbanks and showed it in March that lady. And I got an inquiry today for September of 2016. Mm-hmm. And wanted the table count and all that, and had also inquired about the stuff in parks. So
oh, cool.
It's something that, you know, I talked to Parks and Rec about.
Yeah.
I've had people call about the beach. You know, we'd like to have a beach wedding. I don't even know where to go with that because, you know, when they say to me 150 people, you can't park transportation for 150 people. And I did say that. I said, have you seen it? Do you know what the parking facilities are? Well, no.
And you know you got to carry that stuff
down, you know, a lot of, to the waterfront.
Everybody that called me about an Alberta Beach wedding, I worked for.
Well, I mean, but that's definitely something to consider. I mean, you know,
yeah, if
you
set up for it, I think that
if you figure out how many cars will fit down there, people do it anyway.
People
right.
But
well,
we're just not getting paid for it.
I mean, if even if it's parking meters or something like that, you know, but
well,
then,
we have to be able to have restroom. You know, that's
that.
One of the big drawbacks with that is that there's no restroom facilities down there. No, not even
could you build a new restroom facility like more in the parking lot rather than where the old facility was?
Rather than in the sand. Yeah.
You know, that's that whole beach thing is just a grant waiting to happen because we honestly, a DNR trust fund grant, and, you know, I talked to DNR and MDEQ about that and called the lady and talked to her up in Empire.
Okay.
And went up and had
to sit down
with her.
Okay, yeah.
Because I thought, there's no sense of us reinventing the wheel.
Oh, that's right. You told me, you said
yeah,
the last meeting that you went
very forthcoming with information and...
Yeah.
And,
I think they're employing like 3 people to run theirs or something.
Wow.
That's what I heard from the historical
mm-hmm.
museum guy.
Mm-hmm.
They're at least employing 2 people, I think you said 3,
yeah.
to actually
so
operate it.
I think, you know, there's lots of possibilities for sure.
Well, I think at one time, and maybe the plan, I'm sure the plans are somewhere at the office, but I wouldn't know where. There was a plan for development of that whole area that involved closing off the road down to the beach
and utilizing the Cove property.
And going through the Cove property and using that for the access and then having like a walking pad or something down there with like benches or tables or you know, something and a defined parking lot. And,
yeah, I've seen that.
Several
years ago, but the idea of it is, Scott Gist actually hadn't been affiliated with those people quite a while. We wanted to get that road, run that road right alongside the hill and into
their
the
property.
Then you had the option then to make a nice parking lot, the whole thing down.
Well, isn't there, but there's a platted road through there, isn't
no.
there?
No.
I thought there was.
No, but the platted road was the division of that was when they sold the property to the oil company, or to that Wabash Railroad. They eliminated that road and got the one up over the hill.
Yeah, that road's gone.
See, all this time I've been under the impression that we still own the right of ways to a platted road.
Everything down there we own, the state owns, or the federal government owns the approach to the short pier.
No, that plan was done, actually making that road through somebody else's property.
Yeah.
You know, with the supposition that there would be a trade-off and that sort of thing.
Well, that's what the whole thing was, trying to get something to go through with one Scott was still doing it, to use that driveway, and go right through the hill. That bank of sand, that was a man-made deal. Between that spot of property, and soon they put that fence in there, that created a nice big pile of sand.
Okay.
That was all flat, you'd walk across there, it'd be years ago, but it ended up with the size of mine.
Okay, do we have anything else?
Public comment?
Public comment, pretty much been common.
Guess I'm the only public.
Oh, we're public.
Obviously, I can see who cares. Four of us here, thank you for caring. And Manville should be slapped, I'm sorry I said that out loud. I mean, obviously, we voted him in. He should have respected our voting. And he should be still here, helping us out of this mess.
I agree, amen.
So, I was at the village office earlier today and said, "For Jimmy, I can do the help, feel free to help."
Thanks.
Tough to carry down there, so.
Okay.
We had talked earlier in the year, Charlie, about winterizing.
Yep.
That building, so that time is drawn closer, so if we can kind of make that happen, so we can turn the heat up on that side, that will help us both.
Right, there's water heater, toilet, wash place in there.
Mm-hmm. Can we shut that down and winterize it?
If you can shut them off.
Because we can. If you guys have something over there and you need keys to this facility for restrooms, that's, you know, we still have to keep this one, you know, heat down, but we have to keep this one.
Yeah,
right. And I plan on keeping anything in there with water, so.
Okay. Yeah, so the sooner we can do that, the better. That would be awesome.
Do you think it would be feasible or appropriate to put a flyer out about the proposal, about the millage proposal, because a lot of people probably are going to go to the poll and see that it's a 1.5 mil that's going to be levied, and it may be the first time they've ever seen it, and they're not going to vote for it.
But could we do it? We, as village council, are legally prohibited from doing that.
We can't put a sign up that's saying about the millage.
Somebody else can. Like, you could.
We attach our name to.
That's why I keep putting it on the alert, because it's fine. Yeah, I mean, I keep
department, Charlie certainly could.
Okay. Maybe if I could get some wordage, I'll do up a flyer and I'll put it at the post office.
Okay.
I mean, you know, remember though, with the electric coming up, it's got to be
150 feet.
Right. That would be.
So it can't be at the post office.
Can it be? Is that 150 feet for the post office?
150 feet maybe might be far enough for the post office. Is it 150 feet?
Well,
or is it
66
more?
Feet from the middle of the.
I don't think you can put anything in a post office that has to do with an election like that, either one way or the other.
You can put the notice in there, but you can't do anything else. You know, like they got the poll.
Because
they've got the whole ballot in there right now.
Right.
You could just say.
But
you just can't say. You couldn't say. Vote for this.
Right.
You could
information. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And you'll know that more. You know.
Because you know that ballot. How many people really are looking at that?
Probably none.
No.
Well, maybe some that don't know what's going to be on it might.
Right.
But
there's a lot on it. you know, for your
eye. Yeah, the alert certainly could. In some of the information off the record, I don't care, is that we in the council voted that we didn't want to increase taxes, but we really need this millage because...
I already put that on there.
Our deficit elimination plan is asking for that money. And that's going to be less than 2.5 is less than 2. So just a little bit.
I guess I'm a little confused with Gilmore's fire millage for the Alberta. How are they going to reduce your portion of the fire?
Well, I asked Carl and Josh that question, and the millage will cover Gilmore Township as a whole, and we are part of Gilmore Township. So
that's the way that works.
That's Ted, am I wrong?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to be. And they're sponsoring.
Okay.
Yeah.
The township is sponsoring this, and they did the paperwork to get it on the ballot.
And we are part of the township, so it's going to cover us.
So we will
as
no
part
longer
of Gilmore.
We will no longer have a fire protection EMS protection contract with the city of Frankfort.
It'll be contracted through Gilmore.
It'll be contracted through
Gilmore
Township.
I mean,
well, I was wondering what
Frankfort happened, but it's still both.
This is the first I've ever heard of it. Yeah, honestly.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I looked at it.
and he's.
Okay, so that's a really good point, Charlie. Thanks for bringing that up.
I know that.
It's a fire
chief.
No
doubt.
That is scary.
Well, so that information needs to be on it, Sue, that we as residents of the Village of Alberta / Gilmore Township, the Gilmore Township 1.5 mils covers all of Gilmore Township, which encompasses the Village of Alberta.
Well, and will eliminate the necessity for us to have our own pay for a private contract with.
Yeah, that'll be all done.
And you know what? Josh could probably give you perfect verbiage in a real... Yeah, because when I called him, he summed the whole thing up in 15 sentences. Okay, now it makes sense. Because I was like Charlie, I was like, okay, so we pay separate, they pay separate. I can't imagine they're going to pay for us. But the 1.5 mils is going to collect enough money to pay for all of us. So
yeah, that's the whole thing of it,
yeah.
And in the first place, we're already paying out the people pay for the township anyway.
That's always just bugged me.
It always bugged me too, but my taxes is only a few dollars different between the village and what they pay the township. And I bought my own cemetery.
This is news to lose, huh?
Well,
Chris?
Let's make a motion to adjourn. Do I hear a second?
I'm
hungry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do you have his cell?
I do.
Call him to tell him that we've asked. And so if he's not, he could turn around and say that Charles is trying so bad, but he called him in for something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice short meeting.
Yeah.
Thanks, Robin. I know that.
Well, after I got that call from him, I thought, I'm just going to go by the office and print off what we need and not wait for him because.
Well, you can't. Yeah, I mean, we might be here to kind of
much right
than
that.
Used to be in last push.
I got the email. That's
We are 8 away.
Okay.
I'll turn the heat down. They had a way down to 50.
Oh.
And you do, you're going to ruin the rest of the paint job. It should be right around 55. Someone had to turn it down all the way down. It wouldn't come on if you wanted to.
I'm just going to take these. Hello. Hey, I don't know where you are, but we just passed the resolution in the church.
We should have them down in the village. You know that?
Yeah, take the rest of them down there. I'm going to take some of them on.
Okay.
Take them too.
All right, well,
hey,
don't discuss it.
I kept all my ear.
The resolution minus that paragraph.
bridge fails, then I guess you do something else.
Yeah, I'm.
Right, no, yeah, I know. I think that.
Yeah, just to get the.
Okay, oh, Chad, Tom, but.
No.
Oh, no, the guy above.
Bill Kennis, the.
Bill, oh, Bill.
Yeah, I